Zeich Nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov and Yisrael Pilchas, Zeich Nishmas Daniel Sheinemas Yeshua Fal. Okay, everybody. So today we're continuing skiers for Kabbalahs. So tomorrow, Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to begin Chazar. And anyone who's new in the Shir will see it's very enjoyable, it's not pressurized, and you shouldn't feel any. And then we finish with Chazara. We do some type of b'chin of sorts, which is also totally not pressurized, totally enjoyable. So it's just a opportunity to solidify what we already learned already, and then be able to go on after that. So and those that have been in the Shir know what I'm saying, and those that have not been in the Shir will learn what. Okay, but today we're going to still continue Schiris V'chablanis, Packet Gimel. We're a good start. Packet Gimel. So we learned some Mishnah Brewer today in Simon Reish Mem Dalet, Aleph. It says, Posek Adam Ime'enu Yehudi Al Malacha. So Rashi says, in the parentheses, Perish Masna. In other words, you make a, and the Mishnah says Kablonis, you make a deal with him that you're going to build him the house and he's going to pay you a certain amount of money. So that's Kablonis. So we said that Kablonis really, Mikra Din should be Mutter because, if I tell you to do something, I'm paying you for daily wage. And you're working on Shabbos, so that's a problem. But I'm not paying you the daily wage. I'm paying you a contracted worker to do a job. I'm paying you by the job, not by the day. So posig adam imeina yehudi al malacha. So you tell the guy, I want you to do the malacha. Kotzeitz damim, and you tell him how much it is. It's already. Said, the amount. The Einu Yehudi Osa La'atzmo. And the Einu Yehudi could work on Shabbos, because he's doing it for himself. In other words, it's not viewed anymore like he's doing it for you. Ultimately, he is doing it for you, but since you already made the deal. He made the deal, and he's not working. See, if he's working on a daily basis, so then he's working for me today. That's his job, work for me today. But he's not working for me. He's working to getting the job done. Ultimately, I'm the one who's going to benefit from him getting the job done because I'm paying for it. But so therefore, we discussed that it's mutter. Meigra did it should be mutter. However, we discussed the concept that it's still going to be usur because of some type of marasayin, because people are not going to realize that you're doing it for the job. They're going to think that you did it for the daily wage. And then there's a chashash of marasayin. But if you do it b'kablanas, and it's b'tzina, right, let's see, Mr. Brewer says, Hainu shehi malacha tzina, she ain't a kol makir, she shall Yisrael. In other words, they don't know that this is a job done for a Jew. So no one knows it's for a Jew, so even if it's done before Hesia, Tafilim also before Hesia, Shari. Came with the Malach Atzma and you're doing Shehi Shal Yisrael. So, Bamed Vamamuri Bitsina. She'ain Makirna, a culture of Malach Anasas Bishab Shal Yisrael. Well, in Piyasa Yidulam for Semis, everyone knows that it's for Yisrael. Osir. So then, even if it's Kabladis, it's Osir. Shara es ha'ena Yehudi Osek ena Yodeh Shekatzatz. Because if you see a guy, we know that this property is a Jewish property. And we have no idea that they made a deal already of how much it's going to wage. So, for the deal. So then you, people are going to think that it's for a Jew, and that it's a Tzchir Yom. So as I know, you do the Osag any additional cards. So it's for Omer, she Plodi Socher, I know you did Lassos Lo Melecha B'Shabbos. They're going to say that he did it for Shabbos. If he had a posi, he made a yudi, look no slow, chatsera or koslo, liktor lo sadeu. So if, but what if, for example, you make a deal with a guy, and you tell him you want him to build something in his chatser or his wall, or to cut the produce in the field. Im haisa hamalacha b'medina or b'tochat chum, also lo l'hanichlo malacha b'shabbos b'neharoim she'inam yodim she'pasak. Because again, so if it's in the chum, so people can see that it's being done. So then you can't have him do it, because people are going to think that it's. They're not going to realize that you really worked it out. And then he says, Hagav, afil im dar ben ha'enam yehudim. Even if you live in a goyish community, yishlochosh l'orchim abayim sham. So the Mar sign is not a Mar sign for the goyim are going to see it. The Jews are going to see. So if maybe you would think if he lives in a non-Jewish neighborhood, it should be okay. The answer is no. But because Lamaisa, Jews could come by. Jews could visit. So then it's going to be an inviter again, Mar sign. So it's chutz l'tchum, and there's no Jewish community nearby. So that is mutter, because there's no marsayim. So that was so that's what he writes over here. Now take a look about what he writes over here about Liktzor Sadeu, page 3, Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Zayin. Avo gav de derech sade larisus. Whereas normally when you hire somebody to work on the field, so that's usually done like a sharecropper. That, in other words, sharecropper, there's a certain amount of produce, and I get a certain amount of, and as wages, the guy, whoever's doing it, gets a certain percentage of wages. So it's arisus. So it's not really a schir yom situation. So why would you say that there's a... Mishnah Berurah is trying to explain. So why would you say that it's considered there's a chashash of marasayin that you're paying uskir yom, but usually when you're working in a field, you do it arisus. You do it as a sharecropper. So then the sharecropper. So then he's working, so to speak, for himself, so to speak, because it's not a uskir yom. It's whatever the produce is going to pay. So that's like a kablonus or like a resus. Because produce is going to come out, that's the percentage I'm going to get. So that's not a skir yom. So since the derech is to do it by a resus and not to do it, dafka, not to do it b'schiris, so why should it be osir? So that's what the Mishnah Berurah is asking. He says, mikol mokam osir. Why? The shani hasam kshayachku hadavi yimtza shekain hu ha'enu yodu cholok b'peris. Aval hacha sheyu b'eis ha'katsu she'en ha'enu yodu notel b'revach yedu l'mafreya delav arisayach. He says over there, the shiny hasam shayachu hadover yimtzah shekain hu ainu yodi cholik bepeirs. Aval hacha she yu beis hakotzer sheena ainu yodi notol bebrevach. There's sometimes it's arisus. He's getting a certain sharecropper. But just because he's working in the field doesn't mean that it's a sharecropper. In other words, sometimes it's a sharecropper, but not always. In other words, sharecropper means at the end you're going to get a certain percentage of the produce. Just because you work in the field doesn't mean that that's a sharecropper. Because when it comes to the Esa Kotzer, she'ena ina yudud notol berevach, yedu l'mafred l'av arisoya, v'yach shadu sh'shchir yom haya, t'shchir l'skor polim l'yomim l'mlocha. So they're going to see that it wasn't a shchir yom. Even though it wasn't an aris, but it's not necessarily a shchir yom either. So then they're gonna. So in the end, he's working on the field, but at the end, he's not gonna get the produce as his payment. So then it shows that he really wasn't an aris, and then they're gonna be choshen that he was a schir yom. And he says even if the minhag of the city is liskor bekibolas, that usually it's not a schir yom, it's kablonas. Because there's still going to be choshed. So he says that we still as long as. There still could be a chashash, unless, he says, Yesh Makilim, he quotes Rabbi Kiva Eger. If the whole city is Bekibolas, everyone does it Bekablonas, this type of thing, then it should be Mutter. And it has to be real Kibolas, right? We discussed this before. Rachim Ha'adrichol Levado, who, Lafuki Rachim Ha'adrichol Levado Kablon, V'shar Messiah Derech L'tzachon L'famil Yom, it has to be that everyone does the whole thing bekablonus, not only the contractor, but all the people that are working for the contractor. In other words, but if the workers are schir yom, then the whole thing is a problem. So let's see what he writes here in the Bir Halacha. Let's see the Bir Halacha. We're in the top, I didn't bracket it, but the Bir Halacha on page 3, on the top line. Again, we're talking about working in a field. So we said working in a field, Shulchan Aruch says, is also because of Marasayim. But the question is, but usually a field is a rhesus, is a sharecropper. So maybe it shouldn't be a Marasayim. So he says no, because it's not necessarily a sharecropper working in the field, and therefore then it'll be a chashash of Schir Yom. Even though sometimes they do bekablonis, still us. I wish to bring Moshkoz. The field of Derech Hashem is called Poland bekablonis. Gamkin also shall do in Pesach Yom. Shkem Zehu Regilus. With any diet the Yeshua Hashem does not lash on a rush. The Vodus Gil Rabbeinu Tam he till Yisrael Shasocha Umno Levlos Lobayis bekablonis. Right, just to review, we saw that Rabbeinu Tam permitted to build a house bekablonis. He He says, Sechir Yom is usually building houses done in Sechir Yom. Hilcha Haro Omer Sechir Yom Ninu. That's kind of the Shonim. Mashmi said, Im Roma Yer, Darka Mekablonus, Afil Mbatimei Lahachmer. So it depends what the Rov is in that community. So he says, "Ralatam shulchan aruch einu yodei shechotzes, etc." Okay, so that's the question of what's the din if the whole city does it become lanus. So could we say if the whole city doesn't become lanus, so maybe there's no chashash. So that's what he writes in the Mishnah Berurah. Yesh mekilin b'zeh shamin kol ha'ir hu b'kiblonus. But you need the whole job to be b'kablonus. So that might be a little difficult, right? So that's what Rameh told me once. That even the cities that do it, but the workers are still schir yom. Is that what you told me?
Yes. Sometimes the subcontractor gives that out to
people. In other words, so when you're building a house, most jobs, so the person who's the main contractor, he has to do the job. So he's kablonis. But then he needs workers to work for him.
Sometimes, depending on what part of the job. But most people don't really know what details of construction are.
Right.
I don't know what people think in the street. That's the truth.
But what is the reality? The reality is what?
Sometimes I'll hire a guy on a flat price, and sometimes I'll pay him by the day.
Uh-huh.
I prefer to pay by the day, because then you get a better price.
Uh-huh.
Because they always estimate higher. Some people pay by the square, by how much they do, by how much they accomplish. I don't know what that would be called. But when you do a roof, it all depends how many square feet of roof they do.
Huh?
So I don't know what that would be.
Well, then that's for the whole job.
Materials, and then at the end, you see how much he used. The rest goes back to the store. I'm paying for what I want. Yeah, that's what he writes here. If you look on the last page here, page 22, in the Todah Shlom, he writes here, Nir Lani is Daiti. You see the last page of the packet. V'nir lani is daiti, the lokashu midi, the orcha, the milsa, the binyan, lasosa, al de uman adrichal. In other words, so he has the kablan. V'umnin rabim habonim osim malacha tachtov. And Allah, he has a lot of workers under him. V'umun nehishu osim bekablonos. Aval habonim osim malacha tachtov. Yadua dagire yomeninu. Right, but the sub workers are very often hired for the day.
Yeah, what happens if there's a guy in between who's become one of us, but his workers?
But one second, you can't have Dover Pasha, Sheish Mokum, Leroim Lachshon, She Osam Habonim, Osam Lachas Chire Yom, Shal Yisrael Ninu.
Hashem, in today's world, especially in my neighborhood, there's a lot of Jewish contractors, electricians, plumbers, framers, sheetrockers, everything. But they pay their workers by the day.
They pay their workers by the day. So then, so that's the problem.
By the day, the last guy who gets paid is paid by the hour.
Right. So then it's very rare that you're going to have a pure kablana situation.
Right, unless it's a one-person job and I'm giving you X amount of dollars, which there are parts of jobs like that. You know, there are sometimes a single guy. If it's like low voltage, okay, it's $600 and you do it with a one-guy job.
One-guy job that you give, you hire him to do what, a building? What kind
of... Three intercoms. It's $100 a piece. So I'm not paying by the. I'm paying by the piece. But when he does it, it could take him an hour. It could take him 3 hours. I'm not interested. So I don't know. So sometimes it's a guy. Sometimes it's a Jew who's paying the guy.
I'll tell you, Shiloh, that I see a lot over the years. I've seen this in Brooklyn. You know, you come home from shul on Shabbos. Or Yontif or Yom Kippur, whatever it is, and you see the guy who's doing the lawns, doing people's lawns. You see this all the time. You know, for people. So, in other words, they hire that their lawn should be taken care of. So what do they hire? They want that the lawnmower guys should come every, I don't know. And then, poof, they always come on Shabbos or Yontif. They don't know from one day to the next. So that would be... What would that be, a kablana situation? Or that?
Usually they pay a flat price, $100 every time he comes.
Sometimes
it takes him a half hour, sometimes it takes him an hour and a half.
So he's getting a flat price for every time he comes to... So he's getting for the job, not for the... He's not paying for the day, by the hour.
Right.
So it's a couple. It's kablanus, and but it's tochat chum, and it's befarhesia. The only thing is, but maybe could we say that every single person who does it through kablanus? Is that an accurate assessment? Or
In well care, I would say it probably is. I mean, that's how I cut my lawn. I live in the suburbs. But of course, I tell him, don't come on Shabbos.
Right, but a lot of times you don't come on Shabbos, but he doesn't realize that Monday is Yontif, and he'll come on Yontif. Or he doesn't understand Wednesday is Yom Kippur, and he'll come on Yom Kippur.
That could happen.
Yeah, so I've seen this, you know, countless times through my childhood. That, you know, it looks embarrassing, you know, because here you're coming, and then these guys are on your mowing your lawn on Yom Kippur or Shabbos or Yontif or everything like that. So, but maybe, so this is like Liktzor Sadeo. This is Liktzor Sadeo. And the Chora, this is totally kablonis, right? Because there was how many people, it's not like there are layers of people working under. You know, you go to the guy. In other words, you go to those last guys that are working for whoever guy that you are. They getting paid by? In other words,
of course, the last guy who's cutting the lawn is on salary.
He's going to be for the day.
Well, he's on salary. Whenever he gets an hour a day.
Yeah.
But there's a guy in between. Usually not a Jewish boss.
Right, but that shouldn't make a difference because Lamaisa, it's you or he's in the ultimate. They're working for you.
That's my question. If there's a guy in between, I hire a guy and I give him a flat price. Do it whenever you want, but he pays people by the hour.
He pays people by the hour.
So if it's a Jew, that's what the Lashon says. Schira yaim shel Yisrael. The Isaiah Amlocha schira yaim shel Yisrael. But here. I say I'm locha skira yom shel kablan who's a guy. The architect is a guy. Adrichal, that is called.
Right.
So if the Adrichal is a Jew,
The Adrichal is the top guy?
Top guy.
The top guy, right.
The minute was, Adrichal is a car, is a contract, is an architect.
So he's the top guy, and then he, and he gets, but ultimately, everyone in the end is working for, is doing something for the Yid.
Everybody gets paid by the hour in America.
Feeling hosachar b'kol b'kablon is gam keno. So he says, Yesh b'kilin is actually a minute kol yirahu b'kibos. B'kibos, that was, he's saying, Yesh b'kilin, if the minute in the whole city is to do it b'kablonis, then he says, Kibolus udavkik shekol ha-malacha hu b'kibolus. La-fuki imraka adricha levada hu kablon, ushar masayim derech l'sachar l'famim l'yom. Now who's going to be sachar l'yom? The adrichal. Right. Afilu im sachar ha-kol b'kablonus gamkin, afilu im hu sachar ha-kol b'kablonus, he the yid. But since the Adrichal then is going to be having the underlinks do it as a skir yom, so then it's going to be asa. In other words, what he's saying is, and what these poskim are all saying is that that there's not going to be a heter. In other words, some want to say, oh, there should be a heter in situations where everyone knows that it's b'kablonis, right? But if the underlings are not kablonim, because they're doing it for their schir yoms, so then it's not gonna, it shouldn't help. In other words, so what would you say? Me'ikar hadin, if somebody is he has a house, he has a lawn, and then he hires somebody to come to do the lawn. And how do they do it? They tell him to come every 4 times a season or something like that? I don't know.
Well, it depends. If there's a lot of rain, they come more often. If there's less rain, they come less often.
Yeah.
Actually, when it needs to be cut, as usual. Usually it's once a week.
So is that what's the deal that's made? Come once a week?
And I pay you $75, depending on the size of the lawn.
How do they say that? I want you to come. How was the deal made?
Average, you know, it depends. If there's no rain for 2 months, the grass doesn't grow, he's not
going to
come. But on average, it grows, and you need once a week.
Yeah, okay, the average grows, you need once a week. So you give him, but you pay him by the season? You pay him for...
It's by the cut, it's added up. No, it's by the cut.
Why, every... In other words, he's going to make a cheshbon how many times he's coming? Or
send me a bill.
Send me a bill based on how many times you came? So is that kablonis? Or is that a schir?
Even if that's kablonis, but he's paying the guy on the lawnmower.
Right.
Usually it's bigger companies, nobody's hiring.
But what I'm trying to say is, according to this mission, this what these postcards are saying, that kablonis has to be thoroughly kablonis, so then we won't have such a situation. So it's going to. So every situation is really a schir yom. Every situation is really scary. So then it's usher b'hadin. It was, even though people know that the job is done as a contractor for the job, not for the day, but then the underlings are doing it for the day, so then it's going to be a problem.
But I always thought that if it's a garish company, that's different. You're saying doesn't make a difference if there's playing in the middle.
Because ultimately, it's all done for the Israel. They're all. In other words, what the Mishnah Berurah says: Yesh v'kibolus udavka shekol ha-malacha hi b'kibolus. Lafuki imemracha adricha levado hu kablon. Ushar m'sayim derech l'sachron l'fonim liyom. Fi m'sachron hakol b'kablon es gam kein osa. So then it would be very hard, and that's what we saw on page 22, that it's very often done. Here, take a look here on page 12. Take a look on page 12. The Sefer Tehillah LeDavid is a classic Sefer Shulchan Aruch or David Ortenberg on page 12. In the bottom, Dalet, Veda. Tehad is parsim bekablonos mahani kosim Tosefa Shabbos, the Hainu Shakol Habin Nasa Bekablonis. Avalam Derech Bekablonis Hainu Shasochim Adrichal Bekablonis. So Adrichal Socher Polim Schimi Yom. So Lomani Midi, Sheish Mokum Leroy Lachshon, Shaosan Habonim, Osa Malacha Schimi Yom, Shal Yisrael Nidu. Whereas even the Aval Pishayna Mel Schimo Shal Adrichal, Shakiba Lov Kol Malacha. Whereas there's a still, in other words, even though he's really a Schir Yom of the Adrichal. But since he's a Schir Yom, people are going to say, oh, he's a Schir Yom of the Israel. So once he's a Schir Yom, then they have a Chashad. Even though he's a Schir Yom of the Goy. But that once you're a Schir Yom of the Goy, people are going to say, oh, he's a Schir Yom of the Israel. Even though he's really a Schir Yom of the Goy. Because you hired the architect, or the whatever, and now he hires the underlings that are Schir Yom. And he's a Schir Yom for the guy, so that should be okay. But he's saying, Afal Pike, that's where the Isser falls in. Because once we can label you as a Schir Yom, even though you're a Schir Yom for the guy, we view you as a Maris Ayin, that you're a Schir Yom for the Israel.
And the reason is simple, because at the end of the day, the Adrichal takes all his expenses and comes back to the Jew. It says, here's what I spent.
Right, so it goes back to the original.
It goes back to the original, especially in custom work, which is the average.
You can't do it, sir. You go to Lomar Marasayin Kazeh. Came in Derech Livnos Mekablonis. Only the Adrichal. Lama Yomusha Apolim Schir Yom Shal Yisrael Nino. Because Malcolm Harav Zal Pasuk Katoros Shabbos. Tosefa Shabbos. Or maybe he's referring to Torah Shlomim, whatever, that's the Rosh Tevis. Have we shared those schemes with him? So the Todah Shlomim, Todah Shlomim. So the Todah Shlomim says, so that's considered a. Wait, let's see over here. Yeah, so that's what it is. So therefore it's considered a Schir. Once it's a Schir Yom, because really, as you said, he's a Schir Yom for the Goy. But the point is, once you're a Schir Yom, then there's a Mar sign that you're a Schir Yom for the Israel. But if you wouldn't be a Schir Yom at all, so then it would be very hard to have a kula to say that we have a pure Schir Yom, a pure Kabbalatus in almost any case, if you're telling me that at the end of the day, how often is it that the whole Geschäft is just Kabbalatus? Every single person in the Geschäft is just a Kabbalah.
Somebody, for example, to install cabinets, kitchen cabinets.
Right.
He gives me a price of $2,000 to install.
Yeah.
Right? But at the end of the day, he's hiring at least a helper.
Right. So there's going to be somebody.
And he's paying the helper $10 or $5 or $15 an hour or more.
Right.
So even if he's very few guys are one-man shows.
Right. So then it's about. So then it's. What?
Only I would know that.
Yeah, because you're in the Geschäft. I don't know these things.
No, you don't know.
Right. I would have thought maybe the whole thing is Kabbalah. But you know that you know that it's really not the case.
Well, if you know it's kaplanus of a guy who is hiring workers, that's what the argument was here on the bottom. He says since it's only the shot that is the schir yom of Israel, but if everybody knows it's a schir yom of the guy, Smith's roof repair. So Smith's roofing company, even though it's a Mayak Hesman construction, but they see the charcoal school's roof repair.
And therefore
way in between it,
right, doesn't matter.
But really it does. Really it's mutter if there's a guy in between. It's just a marasign there.
It's a marasign, right. Well, yeah, because he's.
I have to ask the people like you, what do you think is happening when you see Joe's roofing on Mayor Kessler's job?
Right. So I would have said, I don't know everyone else here. I would have said the whole thing. I would have thought the whole thing is kablonis, but I don't give it enough thought to even think about, you know.
Well, the truth is, I paid Joe's roofing $5,000 for this roof.
You're the Adrikal.
Yeah, I'm the Adrikal. I pay Joe's roofing $5,000. But he pays 10 guys to climb up on the roof.
And to do it.
Right.
Yeah. So he's the scary young for the
people in the street.
You mean Joe's roofing is a guy?
Is a guy.
Yeah. Right, Joe's. Right. So that's the. So that's this chiddush of this, but it seems that this is popular that the poskim are quoting. I mean, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, but who's the original source? Is that this Todash Shlomim? That seems to be the. And where's the Mishnah Berurah getting it from? Is this last thing on page 22? Rocha de Bindu Lasso Solde Uman Adrichel, Umnum Rabim, Chabonim Osim Bolacha Tachtov. Chabonim Osim Bolacha Tachtov, do Dagiri Yomaninu, you can have Dover Pashish, Yomokum Laron, Lachshon, Sher Osam Habonim, Osim Bolacha Skiri Yom Shal Yisrael. Even though they're not Skiri Yom Shal Yisrael, but so that's the most important page in this whole packet, is page 22. That's where it all comes from. Page 21. Who was he? Rabbi Yisrael Basan. Who was he? Rabbi Yisrael Basan. Who? Ezra, who was Rabbi Yisrael Basan? We're looking it up. Who was he?
Basan?
Yeah. Because it doesn't say this in the Gemara, but it seems that became Makubal, maybe at least in the Mishnah Berurah's eyes. He's looking it up, Ezra Hagler. Here we have two people in the room here. He's Yishayahu Basan.
18th century.
18th century. Lach Meitoda. 18th century. Yeah. What does it say? One of the most important rabbis in Italy, he said? So what year? What were his years?
I'm seeing
he's also known
as Bassani.
So he lived 16th in where?
Verona, Italy.
Verona, Italy.
The Ramchal.
What?
It says he was a rov of the Ramchal.
He was a rov of the Ramchal. Ooh, ah. So it's interesting. So this goes back. You know, this is a early Sefer. And that's where they're quoting it from. I mean, the Mishnah Berurah, Levi is quoting back from the Sefer. Okay. Okay. And if you look on page 19, he also, they quote from the... Sefer Leket Marit, Hevi Misefer Lachmei Toda. But he says the Shulchan Aruch Harav saying it's not a problem. Do I have that in this packet or maybe in a future packet? So is he saying that not everyone necessarily agrees with this psak? If you look here, page 19. Can you look at the Chazon Nochum? Was he the father of the Tribuna Rav? He was the Av Bezdin of Dumbrev. That's the shtiebel here that I like to go to sometimes in Washington Heights, the Dumbrev of shtiebel. So they don't have a Rav there, but the Rav was the Nochum Leidenfeld. Right? Was he the Shabina's father? So, Kochum Yaakov. So he says the fees are my old kasha dinki bowls was my name. So he says, it's very difficult. He says, here, take a look at page 19, O space. V'inya kabalonis, masha umana rashi yeshul gamkin polim, skiri yom, kosef, chasim soifin, v'loch baslan. V'achim, b'shub da polim, adaita da umana no dunayim. B'shub da polim, adaita da umana no dunayim, avidi. V'lo adaita di Yisrael. So it seems the Chasam Sofer was Mekel. Take a look. The Indian Hakim Kablodis Mashuman Harashi Yeshlo Gamkin Paul Lipskiri Yom. Chasam Chasam Sofer, the Lo Echbaslan Bahaki, Yishub Da Poilim Adaita the Uman Adonai Mavidi, for Lo Adaita Israel. Kacho Mam Shik, the Blechas Tchina Svechaim. Well, Hine, Mishukhano Harav Chasam Lo Mahani Mashadrichal Vado, who be Kiblodis Shamnim. So no, the Shulchan Aruch Harav is Taka Machmir. If he's a Mod Kasha, so it seems that he's saying that the Chasam Sofer was Mekel. Chasam Sofer is Mekel. Because he says, "We didn't come along as much. Umen Rashi Yishul Gam Kepolim Schiri Yom. Chasam Chasam Sofer Sim Sabo Dlo Ich Paslan Bahachi. Shibda Polim Adaita the Umen the Day Mavidi. For Lo Adaita the Israel." He's even better. That the Chasam Sofer seems that he was Mekel on this Shaila.
Rabbi, it says he was from Dombrowa, Chazan Nachum, Rabbi Nachum Weidenfeld,
yeah,
of Dombrowa. It says he was born in Galicia to Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Rachel, a direct descendant of the Shach.
Right, but who was his son?
It says his brother, Rabbi Dov Beresh, became
the Tribina. Oh, so his brother was the Tribina.
Yes.
It should be his brother.
I think so.
It should be his brother. Here, someone said, this is the son. Well, someone sent me a message here. Let me see. Send the message again, whoever was sending it.
No, that's me. I sent it. The son of the Taida Shlamim was Rav Yeshayo, and he was, his father was Nifter in 1673. Or 1679. No, his father, 1676 is when the Taida Shlamim was
Nifter.
He lived in Verona.
16. So he lived in Italy.
Yeah. And then they moved to Padua.
So six. And he was Nifter. The Taida Shlamim was Nifter in
1676.
Okay. Okay. So that was the chumra. So he had this mechumra, but apparently, and the Alter Rebbe accepted the chumra. But the Chasam Sofer, he writes here, says, no, loch paslat mahadich, hachi. Shem to polem and died to the Uman, because the polem are working for the Uman, they have nothing to do with the Malabais.
What was the first case that Rebbe started originally with a brickmaker?
Yeah, that was in the Marshag. You have to look back at the Chuvas Marshag we had in the previous packet. But the Mashag was working with this chumrah of the Toda Shlomim. Now that the library is open, I can get my nice Chasam Sofer. I could look inside. You know, they opened the library last week, so I finally could see the Chasam Sofer that I like to see. But he says Chasam Sofer, the loyach poslam b'hachim b'shem da polim adaita the umen adonai aviti. So they're schir yom. The only question is there also going to be a marasayan? Second. Hey, Marsham. Yeah. Okay, I have to see. Is the Chasam Sofer just saying it's not a Schir Yom? But would the Chasam Sofer be Moda? There's still a Marasayan of Schir Yom. Or is the Chasam, you know what I mean? Or is Chasam Sofer saying that? Because he's making it sound like. It's much more the Chasam Sofer saying it's mutter, which would be very good for you, Reb Meir, this Chasam Sofer.
I'll rely on it.
Yeah. But, right, this Chasam Sofer would make things good for the whole world, right? If he's Taka saying that. The only thing we have to care about is the Kabbalan. And if he's a Kabbalan, then I'm good. I'm good to go. Well, the underlings are working for him. They're not working for me. But but he's saying the Shlomim is saying no. That ultimately you have to take into account all the underlings also.
In my town? Even the middleman is Jewish here. Plumbers, electricians, roofers, framers, sheetrockers.
They're all Jewish.
They're all from the yeshiva world.
Yeah.
Borough Park, I don't know. I don't know. Lakewood.
Lakewood, everyone. I guess people who want an umnus, right? They were probably learning before. They didn't go to college. They're learning. Then they do an umnus. So he becomes a plumber. He becomes a sheetrocker. He becomes this. And they're all yin. Yeah. Okay, so we'll look into this some more. So, okay, so we saw interesting things today about the Toda Shlomim, and we saw a little about the Chazan Nochum, and we saw about this question about the Sechir Yom, does it have to be a Sechir Yom for me, or even if it's a Sechir Yom for the contractor, is also a problem or not. So that seems to be a Chazon Nachum in this machlokas here between the Chasam Sofer and the Alter Rebbe. Okay, let me say hello to everyone.
Good morning. Is this Mutter L'Chadchila? If it's Mamish Kablonis? No Chomer is necessary at all?
Oh, okay, so that we're going to have to learn more. We didn't even see the Nodem Yehuda's Truva yet, so we have to, we'll get to it eventually. Okay, Rabbi Yitzchok, good morning. And Rabbi Akiva, Hoppers, and Rabbi Natan, and Avishai Samoa, Roy, good morning. And Yona Moisey, and Jacob Silviger, and Yosef Katan, and Rav Meir Kassim, and Rav Harari, and Ilan Sasson, and Yudha Shitris. Good morning to you all. And so tomorrow we're going to start the Chazak. Ilan is going to give out, he gave out the thing already, or Yitzchak.
Yeah, it's in there. We also have an answer sheet. Roy volunteered this morning to assist me in putting the answers on the Google Doc. So.
Okay. And we'll go together, we'll go slowly till we get everything, you know, clear. And okay, and it'll be good. Chazara is the most important thing. So if you don't do Chazara, then it all, you know, Horech Bavir. So Bezer Hashem will start Chazara tomorrow, and then as long as that takes us, we'll do, and then we'll continue the future packets after that. Okay, a good talk. Have a good day to all.
Have a good day.
Okay, and, guys, whoever wants to come in, we had two people today in the shir here in the room. Ezra and Shimi Sokol. What?
Oh, Shimi came in person?
Shimi's here in person.
Can I get the two positive cases on campus already?
Oh, yeah, there are two positive cases on campus already?
Unfortunately, from last week, yeah.
So, what did they do?
Quarantine, I think one of them, they